And now an item about the Todmorden Carnival. Organisers of Todmorden Carnival have warned next year's event might not go ahead as the issue of weight restrictions on Centervale Park rears its head again. It follows last month's bombshell that the Todmorden Agricultural Show would no longer be held in the town. The committee said that restrictions on the park would severely diminish the size and scope of the event, and they have found a new showground in Cliviger. Another gaping hole will be left in Todmorden's social calendar if the carnival is cancelled. But Calderdale Council says it is working with organisers to make sure the event can keep going. Carnival Chairman Philip Clark said, "After this year's carnival, we didn't have any money to give to charity because it cost £1,500 to rent matting to preserve the park. Raising money for charity is the whole point of the carnival. The council are saying that these are the recommendations, but they are just recommendations and they are following it to the letter. It's the fair that will be affected. We don't think we'd be able to put it anywhere else. Over the past 4 years, we've had obstacle after obstacle. It's as if they don't want Todmorden to have anything. We don't want to have to fork out for matting. We might be able to get a grant, but then it's taxpayers' money. We don't want to put the prices up. I couldn't do that. It's good value for money, and we've always made a profit up until this year. The weight restrictions were imposed in April, after officers raised concerns about areas of the park where piping is close to the surface and may be at risk of crushing by heavy vehicles or spikes used in tent or marquee installation. The Carnival Committee is now waiting for a meeting with the Environment Agency and hopes to make a final decision before its annual general meeting." Robin Tuddenham, Calderdale Council's Director of Communities and Service Support, said, "We're always keen to support local events where possible, as we know they are a valuable part of life in our towns. Centervale Park contains essential flood defences to help protect Todmorden, and unfortunately these cause some restrictions to the park's usage in relation to vehicles. We have met with the Todmorden Carnival organisers, reiterated our commitment to work with them, and pledged to do all we can to keep this important event in the park, whilst minimising the likelihood of any damage to the drainage system. Further meetings and discussions are being arranged. We are committed to keeping Todmorden Carnival in Centervale Park." That's the message from Calderdale Council ahead of today's meeting with organisers from the Environment Agency. Council said it wants to work with the Carnival Committee to ensure the event can go ahead in the future whilst protecting the flood defences in the park. Councillor Susan Press, Calderdale Council's Cabinet Member for Communities and Neighbourhoods, said, "We're very keen to keep Todmorden Carnival in the town and are doing everything we can to make this happen, as we know how much local people value this important event."